Welcome to another episode of Love & Hip Hop Miami, Season 2, Episode 5. This is Girl Talk, and Amara's mama says, knock Jesse out, Bobby gets signed, and Pleasure P dismissed JoJo. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
She don't even have no real lyrics. I don't know if I'm feeling this. Pay me. We decided to play this Veronica Vega record. It's titled Pay Me. You guys can look it up if you like it. Let us know what you think. We just decided to give her some love and show what everybody's been talking about here on the show. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace, and I have my girls with me.
What's up, guys? I'm Tyler. So happy to be here with you again this week.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up? My name is Jade Ming, and it's so exciting to be for my second show here.
Yes, I'm so excited because this episode I thought was explosive. I was entertained thoroughly.
Definitely.
What do you ladies think overall?
This was a good episode. There was a lot going on, a lot to discuss. I'm excited.
I felt like, you know, it definitely gave Veronica more of explanation for her. This was definitely her episode, I feel
you like. You took the explanation that she gave?
I mean, I wouldn't take it. I'm just saying she definitely, it was a lot more about her, I feel like, more than JoJo and Pleasure P and all that.
Speaking of that, the opening scene with her and Trick and the rest of the crew, Trick, it seems like he almost gave her a pass to say it, and that, you know, she, like you said, explained that she's from the hood. And this is something that even for myself is kind of a sensitive topic because I grew up in the hood of Memphis, Tennessee. It's not Miami, and it's only black and white, and it's usually in the hood, it's just black people. Yes. So it's like, we don't let people say that if they're not that nationality. However, she's saying that she is. She just light skinned.
Yeah, and she says in the episode that she's Cuban, and there's one other thing she's mixed with. I don't
Venezuelan.
Remember. Venezuelan.
Yes.
That's not black. And I think that's why people are offended by it.
Well, there are Cuban black people.
Yes. There are.
And that's Amara La Negra.
Yes.
Afro Latina.
Yes. Well, where is the line drawn? Like, how black do you have to be able to say?
Well, I feel like there's not necessarily a answer for that because everyone's going to have their different standpoint. But I did appreciate on the show how the DJ, he was like, okay, but you cannot open that door for everyone because just because you probably approve of it does not mean that everyone approves of it when it comes to saying that word.
Yeah.
Because either way, even older
and we're talking about the N-word, by the way.
Yes,
you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Our older generation, they don't even like saying that. You know what I mean? So either way, no matter what, it's still a disrespectful word to people, no matter what, even if you are, you know, black or not. You know?
Yeah, I totally agree. Because, like I said, I had that conversation when I moved to California. A lot of people who were Mexican felt like they could say that. And it was like a cultural shock for me because I was like, why are people saying this is okay? And people were saying the same thing, black people and Mexican, like, oh, we from the same hood and it's okay. And I'm like, no, it's not okay.
No, it's
you didn't go through the struggle with us. And it's just a whole nother subject we're not going to get into.
Yeah.
But I thought that was very, you know, disrespectful.
Yeah.
And even for myself, like you said, our ancestors wouldn't want us to say it. So definitely, we all got to stop saying it. How about that?
I know, even for me, I was taught that even though I am black, I can't say it. Like, that was not allowed in my household. And I consider myself to be black. So everybody's different, though. It's a touchy subject, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. But they had some kind of hip-hop cipher when they first opened up. I thought that was cool. I don't know how often Trick does that, but he wants to still be involved in the community, give people a chance to be heard.
Yeah.
That was super dope.
Yeah.
That's his own way of giving back and staying relevant.
And and also, you know, it's giving many of these young kids opportunities because not many get opportunities just because of where they're from. And I feel like Trick, because he understands where everyone's coming from, I really appreciate that he is really for the children when it comes to music.
Well, he did say before he walked off, don't expect nothing from nobody. So don't expect me to sign you to Trick Daddy Records. Okay. He's not signing nobody. He's just letting you rap for him. I don't know.
Which is good enough,
right?
If you go into it expecting something, you're going to walk away disappointed most of the time because I think it's very rare that they just will, right from jump, be like, I want you. Unless you're
amazing.
Exactly. Even Beyonce. Bobby is going through it with Trina, and that's family. Yeah. So you're not just getting signed just off of, you know, one rap, one freestyle. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to put in that work, guys. That's what he's basically saying. Mm-hmm. And another person putting in work is Amara La Negra. She's helping her mama get a deal. And but mama is not so... not necessarily excited, but she's a little hesitant to give up her job to just start on a new venture. But they're encouraging her, Julian and Amara, and even the lady from Sugar Factory, the manager or owner. Yeah. So I think that was really nice of Amara. She's really trying to help her mother, and they have a really close bond. And I think that's great. Mm-hmm. That's what we all want to do. We want to be able to pass something down to our parents, whether it's a home or a job opportunity or even to our kids.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
You first.
I just feel as though Amara should have at least run it through her mom.
Before the meeting.
Yes, before the meeting, because you are literally, she's very shook right now, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like she's right. She is, you know, she needs to think about it, because also she doesn't want to be working. She's doing something that she loves. And I feel like she was trying to just turn it into more of a business thing rather than something that she enjoys, and she should have asked her mom, at least, like, spoken about it with her, I feel like.
Yeah, definitely before the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like if they go ahead and do it, things might not be the way mom wants them to be. Like, maybe the empanadas may not be turning out the way she remembers them to be. Because when you have more people involved, there's more room.
She don't want to give up her recipe. That's why she's like, I may think about it. These empanadas are too good, honey, to be giving up our recipe.
And she really loves to just cook. Like, that's her thing.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, she should venture into the restaurant business.
But
I think.
For fun, though. For fun.
No, we and need money. We need coins. We need to be paid, like Veronica Vega. Pay me.
Secure the bag.
Secure. So in this talk after the business meeting, she basically gives Amara the okay to knock this girl out. And I don't blame her. My mama don't play either. Like, this girl did what to you? Oh, yeah, you go and do what you got to do.
Reminds me of an episode, you know, Bad Girls Club. You know?
Do mamas be on Bad Girls Club?
Oh, no, on the phone they do. They'll literally call their mom. They're like, Mom, look, I'm about to go off on this girl. And then they're like, go do it. Go. As soon as they drop the phone, they go running.
The apple don't fall far from the tree.
I was about to say that.
But Amara, she has been classy, though.
Yeah, she has. She has. And she's been taking a lot of talk now lately. And, you know, I wouldn't blame her if I'd, snap.
Right. Snap one time. I was surprised to hear the mom say that, though. We heard her curse a little.
She's getting a beach. Little... I thought Punta was...
Yeah.
Was beach.
She just came right out with
right?
it.
She said, I'm gonna say it in English for y'all. Make sure y'all know.
Right. She's not playing. Another mom made an appearance. Bobby Light's mom came to the show. The first time seeing her.
Yes.
And basically, we see a different side of Bobby. How he, you know, his new neighborhood, how they came back and how... Well, was it just Bobby or the mom is still staying there? Or did they both come back?
I know that they talked about the hard times that they went through. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if they said they're still there.
No. I think, well, I know Bobby's not. He's in Miami. So he wants his mom closer to him. And basically, she supports him in his lifestyle. And I think that's very important for families to see and, you know, just accept each other for who we are. Now, of course, if you're a killer, we might disown you. But,
most likely. Yes.
I mean, I don't know. Some people will be believing that they ain't do it. And it's like,
you know, that might be a Mars mama. You beat her up? Did you kill her? Oh, my baby didn't do that.
Right? It's okay. We gonna fix this.
Those are the ones we gotta watch.
My baby did not do that. Well, his father was absent his whole life. His mom says that she had some kind of inkling that he was gay ever since, you know, he was young, and he was kind of scared to come out the closet, but it helped the fact that his mom was so supportive and he was more concerned, and his mom also was more concerned about the community accepting him.
Yes.
And speaking of community, that is such a big thing when it comes to that, you know, being a male and also gay, for instance, you know, the Jussie Smollett thing that just happened. It's sad. Unfortunately, people cannot be themselves. And I understand some people do not approve of it or whatnot, but at the same time, that does not give you the right to go ahead and, you know, hurt someone just because you don't approve of what they believe in. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely not. And that stuff, it's terrible. It rubs me the wrong way because if someone is one way, it has no effect on your life.
Exactly.
As a totally different person. Yeah. Let them be them. Facts. I'm glad.
Yes.
Facts. I'm glad his mom
Can we all just
him.
Get along? Literally. That's all I want.
I wish.
Well, he talked to his mom about signing to Trina. Of course, you know, that their family, they're really close. Mm-hmm. And his mom gives some good advice. She says, do what you got to do. Basically, you know, sign to whoever's best for you.
Yes.
He was speaking about the fact that Trina is an actual artist. She has other artists that may take priority over him. Do you think an artist should sign to another artist?
I think it could be a good idea. Like he mentioned, she has the connections. She has this reputation already. If they know what they're doing business-wise, aside from their artistry and how to like maintain other artists, then yes.
I don't know about that because it's the same thing as you have that relationship with that person. And some people can take advantage of it and some people don't. Mm-hmm. When people take advantage of it, it starts to become a thing. And that is why I feel like Trina is always on Bobby's ass about that. Because I'm not going to sign you if you're going to lean on me. And that's when she was like, okay, well, I mean, I feel like Bobby's going to keep doing this all the time.
Yeah, like do a feature with me. Be on my song. So
why
be in my video.
Exactly. Why do I need to be in all this stuff? You need to work hard, get your thing, and do whatever you need to do.
And then what you have... Trina would be the icing on the cake.
Exactly.
Be a cherry on top.
You While know? You handle your stuff,
yeah.
that shall come in.
Yeah.
It's a lesson, literally.
Yeah, I don't think an artist should sign to another artist. I feel like it can be a conflict of interest because, like you said, what if they have an album coming out at the same time? She shelves him. Or what if, you know, like you said, she wants to do a video and, you know, he's not available. He's on tour. So it can be a conflict of interest at times. I think it's best to sign to someone who's just an executive.
Yes.
From the can outside. Make executive mm-hmm. decisions. I mean, we've seen it from T.I. signing, what, B.O.B., Iggy Azalea, all these people. Akon, he signed Lady Gaga, so that was good for her.
Yeah, it can work.
It can work depending on who the person is.
But I feel like with family, no. Mm-hmm. Family is a little harder. It's a little harder because it's a lot easier for you to ask favors to someone that you know than someone that you don't really know.
Okay. True. That makes sense mm-hmm. for sure. Do we remember who brought it up first? Did Trina bring it up to Bobby first, or did Bobby introduce the idea of maybe signing to her label? Because I'm thinking, did Trina make the mistake of even mentioning this to him?
No, she probably just spoke about, I have a label now, and he's like, I'm into music.
Yeah, and you're my
So I think he probably brought it up for sure. Hmm. Another family feud in the music industry, Baby Blue and Big Blue, they link up. It's been a minute.
Royal Blue, Baby Blue, Turquoise Blue, Ocean Blue.
So I'm confused because, not really confused, I'm just perplexed.
Yeah.
That
was a good word.
I'm just saying, it's Baby Blue, a pimp, because he's always in these pimp suits. Like, even when they had the little boss talk, he had the all-white suit on. Then they had the basketball court. Why do you have a suit on?
I mean, you got to come with business, you know?
What business?
Bouncing a ball in a suit.
I don't know what business he has.
But, I mean, okay, let's just say I didn't realize I thought when they said talk about dad or whatnot, I thought Spectacular and Baby Blue were just, you know, brothers as friends.
Yeah.
But they're related.
Yeah, they're I had no clue brothers. Either.
Shook. Right.
I knew Slick'em wasn't the brother because he looks completely different. Doesn't
but he's a cousin, though.
Yeah, he's a cousin.
He related still.
Baby Blue and Spectacular don't look alike either,
at all.
Actually.
At all.
Different moms, maybe?
Possibly.
Maybe.
Possibly. Maybe that's why they have this, like, tension. Yeah, that may be what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't think so. Remember, they met at Pleasure's house or somebody's house.
Yeah, Baby Blue's house.
It was at Baby Blue's house. The mom was there. Mm-hmm. They were talking about the wedding. So, I think they have the same mom.
Hmm.
Oh, I
remember?
Know what you're talking about.
Yeah, when the fiancé came in town. Yeah.
Okay.
So, they have the same mom.
Hmm.
They real.
Interesting.
Real brothers.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
So
next episode,
Michelle Pooch, who was a big cast member on last season, she makes an appearance. She has her own nail salon now, and Tip and Jesse show up to talk mess.
Oh my god!
And we find out that they had the same manager that didn't manage them, and Jesse kind of explains what's going on with her and Julian and how it happened. And she's basically still telling this story about he stole her ideas. She's talking about going to the studio, and they kind of express to her, like, you have to be business minded. You do need a manager. You should have had the business handled before you cut any record. Mm-hmm. And she needs a reality check on the business. Yeah. Basically.
We even said that on the last show, that she needs to get her own group. And you got to get your own group. You're literally digging yourself a grave right now, like, just trying to handle everything because you don't know how the business works. There's only so much you know about the business by yourself.
Yeah. I would have thought that that was common sense, though. I don't think I would have went into that meeting
money,
by myself.
Though. Money, though.
I think because she knew the guy, Lamb, it was just like you said, she felt like she could ask a favor. Yeah. And Lamb might have given it to her if this Big D guy wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And he's like, nah, we need 35K. So I think you're right. People ask for favors when they feel familiar.
Yes.
With
yeah. Familiar. Uh-huh. That's a good word. Familiar. Yes.
Yeah. And so she also talks about she's going to confront Amara, and Tip is ready to back her up and flex on her. I was about to say a bad word. You know, I got to keep it classy on here. Right. Sorry.
Keep a J.
I know. I just watch Ratchet TV. I'm classy, y'all. So JoJo and Pleasure, they end up in the studio.
Oh.
Oh, man.
This was a harsh scene right here. I felt bad for her. Like, this was embarrassing. Like, did Shay put him up to this?
He said leave. Oh.
Right. I would have been like, I've been put out of better places, sir. Like, I'm done with you. Leave. Like, I would have tore up something.
Literally.
That was disrespectful.
He didn't even say, he didn't flinch, nothing. He said, leave.
And that was
looked away.
And she left.
And she left.
I would have left too. Like, egg on your face, honey.
I wish she would have said something back.
Yeah, I should have poured something said, up, threw a drink. Why you throw a drink on him?
Exactly.
Mess up some equipment or something.
Something. Mm-hmm.
Girl.
Dang.
But I mean, she probably believes that, you know, you should never hit a man or anything. So she probably
wouldn't
do crazy.
No, she didn't have to touch him.
I mean, you know, throw things.
The water.
Right? They always have water every time, every reach.
I think she was just like, didn't expect that.
No,
she because
didn't.
I felt like she felt like Pleasure was really running behind her because she was like dodging him for a couple of weeks, and then now he's just like,
and then he defends Shay too.
Oh yeah.
And but do you think that, what do you think that he is wrong for doing that? Like, not wrong for doing that, but do you think that he still has feelings for Shay? And
nope.
Okay.
I don't think he has feelings for Shay, but he's basically telling her, don't call her a B word.
That's crazy.
He was defending her at the actual thing.
Yeah.
And then,
so for what?
And then, like, Shay posts this post on Instagram. These girls are thirsty. She says, I didn't answer the question that night, but I got the answer now. And she decides to put this on Instagram.
Yeah.
These are thirsty
trolling.
Thoughts.
You trolling.
Okay? Like, right. I'm
big
done.
Trolling.
Yeah, I don't think that he really has any feelings for her. I think that he's had more history with her, which is why he felt like he wanted to come to her defense, opposed to JoJo.
Because she just got in the mix.
Yeah. Because they were friends first, like he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But these girls, once again, kind of fighting over a guy that doesn't want either one of them.
But that's crazy. Exactly. He makes it so noticeable.
No, a lot of guys do that. A lot of women, I believe, do not listen or feel like they can give them the best sex of their life or cook them the best meal and change their mind. But when a guy tells you, I don't want a relationship, or I'm not that, you know, I'm busy, or, you know, I'm not, leave. Mm-hmm. Believe him, honey.
Yeah. Right.
Like, there's nothing to convince. Walk away with dignity. Mm-hmm. Class.
And let him miss you from afar.
I don't know.
Yes.
And let him miss you from afar, boo.
Let him miss you from afar.
I might have to throw some at Pleasure. I'm sorry. That was cold.
The best revenge is your come up.
Right. And he didn't even curse. He was just like, leave. That's the coldest.
I don't know. I would, honestly, I think I would react to that because that's so rude.
Right?
Leave. No. Not even just leave, but it's like, I would say something. I would have to.
You definitely have to.
I don't like, I would not let a man disrespect me. I don't care. I don't care who you are.
No, but leave. I don't think she has anything
say please,
on him. I don't think there's anything for her to say.
Yeah,
it's like,
not.
He doesn't want you, so.
But what you gonna do?
Say?
I mean, but do you even like him, though, you know?
Yeah, like, what's going on?
I know.
Well, what's going on with Bobby and Trina and Shay? Because they're having a business meeting, and then Bobby decides to invite Shay, who is kind of in a weird place with Trina because she's going all around town saying that Trina got her back over her cousin Joy.
Yeah.
I mean, but now in Trina's defense, though, she had a right to put Joy in her place because Joy was kind of going over the top. She wasn't listening. She wasn't trying to listen or whatnot. So she technically did take Shay's side. But there's nothing wrong with that. And
there's nothing wrong with that, but it's something wrong with you going around spreading it around like you're trying
saying to that cause you took my side.
Yeah, trying to cause dissension between Joy and Trina, who are cousins and related. Mm-hmm. Or are they related? Or is it
they're just friends, right?
No, no, no. They're
cousins. Oh, no, they're cousins. They're cousins. They're cousins.
Because remember, she was all in the trick drama.
That's true.
Yep.
So, yeah, so it's kind of like disrespectful to Trina because you're bringing drama to her family.
I didn't think that Trina took anybody's side because she spoke with Shay by herself.
True.
And then she spoke with the two of them and then got on Joy. So I feel like she was doing both
she was
sides.
She was just trying to let them know, don't fight over a guy, period. Yes. And she was letting Joy know that she was wrong, but it should have just been between
just
them.
Just that, yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't need, it's not high school. You don't need to be going around talking about, oh, yeah, no, yeah, we get it.
Yeah,
we,
that's why I feel like she's always exaggerating, which is the reason why she went on social media and did this post about Pleasure P. Says, do you love me? Girl, he asked you a question. He didn't say, I love you.
Right.
So why are we... Why are we doing this on Instagram?
Right.
Let's get that straight.
Come on now.
So Jesse shows up to the taping with Julian and Amara.
Yep.
She brings her sidekick Tip.
What is up with everyone bringing guests to these meetings?
Well, this wasn't a meeting. This was a street fight or a studio fight because Amara had permission to whoop that ass.
That table looked heavy.
she tried. She really did try.
I'm like, okay, girl, you did it.
But the one thing that I caught in the conversation after the whole explosiveness happened was the fact that in Amara's confessional, she basically said, I hope that Julian is not sharing information with his clients. I hope he would not do that to me. Mama told me don't trust everybody. Now, if you felt like you've had this talk show for all these years, you didn't take anybody's idea, why would you even say that?
Exactly.
Why would you say you hope Julian isn't doing that?
I think she was trying to say, I hope Julian didn't share my idea with someone else.
Mm.
I think. I don't know.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, no. I caught the way that conversation caught it. Okay. Because you have this whole situation going on. You fighting with Jesse Wu. She tried over here saying that, you know, he's giving her ideas away. And now you're over here fighting with her, and then now you're going to say you hope that is not happening to you. So you understand now, and this whole fight was for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not understanding nor listening, and now you look like a fool. Like, she just caught it. What do you think? Everyone else will not catch it, you know?
Exactly. And they're filming in the same place Jesse filmed in. It's just too many similarities. I don't know. That's why Jesse needs to get her business in order, because you need to have NDA forms. You need to have a non-compete form. You need to have a lot of different forms in place that can shut all of that down. Because if girl talk takes off, you can sue that person if you got that paperwork. But until then, until you learn your business sense, you're going to be caught, you know, catching L's.
But why can't Amara do something similar? Because that's like you doing YouTube and then I start mine and you're like, you stole my idea. But it's like, no, I didn't. I just wanted to do it's the same thing.
No, it's just like girl talk, sister talk. Talk show, same place I film my talk show. I mean, I don't know how similar it is because I haven't watched both shows.
Yeah, there could
be very similar things because I have other shows that I do and they're different formats. So it could definitely be different. But I don't know. We have to see how similar the shows are.
Yeah.
It's just a coincidence that they're both friends with each, like, they are in the same friend group, and they have the same manager or person, the same person that they're involved with, and all this is happening. Now, and then a sister talk and girl talk, come on. You know, you can at least do another show. If someone had the same name, at least the ending, I would think, okay, that's funny, that's cute.
Yeah.
Your name sound like mine.
Well, it ends by Jesse and Tip leaving, accompanied by security. She sings out for Amara to beat her down.
Yes.
And, you know, I guess we'll see next episode what happens. They're going to cross paths again.
Definitely.
Of course.
And another person who might get it is Bobby. He's doing things behind Trina's back, Trina has his back, and he decides to sign with Clear Vision Music Group.
Ooh, walked in with the fiercest suit ever.
Yeah. Now, one thing I noticed is, like, he didn't bring anyone to this meeting. Why did you bring someone to the meeting with Trina? You see what I'm saying? Like, what's that's where I'm seeing, like, the familiarity.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you are close to someone, you feel like you can do things that you wouldn't normally do in a business setting. So if you're having a business meeting, don't invite someone if they don't have anything to do with the business. And then they're giving you counter information to, yeah, go ahead and sign with that other one, but at least tell Trina, you know what I mean? And and then they have some kind of weird altercation anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say. They already had that altercation. Why are you bringing them in the mix together? Just because they're cool don't mean that they need to be around each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you're trying to get signed, Bobby. So what are we doing?
Right.
No mess.
Trina said it's a business meeting. So if you want to be treated like somebody in the professional setting, don't bring your friends. And my enemy at that.
Exactly. And her biggest thing is, you got to be serious with this. Mm-hmm. And this is what she means by not serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he only has one video. Mm-hmm. And the song that he just played for her basically wasn't even finished. So he has a lot of work to do. So I see exactly where Trina's coming from. However, I see where Bobby's coming from as well. They offer him some money. He's, you know, ready to get the ball rolling. They're going to do re-edits on his video. He's excited. But one thing I hate to see, and I'm always talking about this paperwork, is somebody just sign papers without their lawyer. You know what I mean? Yes, like, we need you to have someone review this, because one thing for sure, when you sign and you get this advance and they paying all this stuff, you got to pay it back out of your record sales. And they're going to take that money first before you get a dollar back.
That's scary.
That's what happens to a lot of these artists.
Money don't
from
play.
Toni Braxton to TLC.
Yeah.
So what makes you think that Bobby Lights won't get taken advantage of in that respect?
Yeah.
And it's even worse if you are just starting out, you don't have enough, or you don't have a lot as it is. Now they're taking from you. Now what are you left with?
Yeah.
Less than you came with.
Do you think Trina should be mad at Bobby for doing this?
I don't think so. I think that if anything, Trina would be proud. And maybe she'll be a little annoyed that he didn't say anything, because, you know, maybe she was considering it. But I think she would be proud. This is exactly what she wants from Bobby, if anything. She wants you to take initiative and get your stuff together, meaning you do your own thing. Now, if I come up in the mix, I come up in the mix. But you need to learn to handle your stuff on your own. Let me see if you can do it by yourself.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Another person who needs to take initiative is not even one person. The whole group. Pretty Ricky. They need to figure out what they're going to do. And so Baby Blue's daddy and Spectacular's daddy decided he's going to be the one that steps up and takes initiative and get them back to where they need to be. I don't know who acts besides Baby Blue, but the rest of them, I don't think they're really into it, because they're saying he stole money.
Yeah.
Pleasure P took the Facebook that nobody was working on and built it to 7 million followers, made money from that. They expecting him, because he used the Pretty Ricky name, to give them money. The dad took a lot of their money. Slickum says he doesn't even have a bank account. I'm like,
how is that possible?
I'm not trying to doubt Pretty Ricky, because, you know, they are Pretty Ricky and I do love them. But I feel like every meeting they have, something's always up. You know, when is it starting? What other things y'all need to handle, for real? Because it seems like every meeting that y'all have, you argue. You need to either hash it out and deal with it and actually sit like grown men and listen to it and talk and listen, or you don't do it at all.
Well, one reason I think Spectacular was annoyed is because he was blindsided. He didn't even know the dad was going to come. Did anybody know? Like, you got to communicate, especially in the group. You can't just throw people into a space when you know they're beefing. And that's what I feel like Love & Hip Hop is known for. If you beefing with somebody, please believe they're going to show up at the bar ready to throw a drink on you.
Right.
You already know. So be ready with your rain jacket on.
And your bodyguards.
And the bodyguards.
Yes.
And considering how bad Spectacular's relationship with his dad is, the least Baby Blue could have done was said that he's coming. Even if he wasn't all for the idea, just to know, have some sort of heads up.
Yeah.
So do we think that the dad stole this money? Do you think that's what the aggression is?
That's what it sounds like. I think everybody has the same opinion about the dad.
Yeah, even Slickum agreed. Yeah.
Yep. And so I really, I don't know. It usually
Pleasure
some
wasn't
are,
even there.
He didn't say anything. He was just watching. Yeah. He was there. He just didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. He was just watching the whole time. Literally. Because what can you
they
say?
They cut something out. I know he said something.
Oh, yeah.
What you say, Pleasure? Come talk to us on Love & Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV.
Right? But before we go ahead and move on to our next topic, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And in order for us to continue to do that, go ahead and do us a few little things. If you're watching YouTube, go ahead and subscribe. If you're listening to us on iTunes, go ahead and give us that 5-star rating. And also, don't be afraid to leave a comment and get involved with us. We love to hear your comments. Being part of AfterBuzz TV is so great because not only am I getting the experience, but I'm also getting the hands-on experience that I need in order to just improve as a host for myself. So thank you for supporting all of us and doing what we love.
Yes, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Give us a like, comment, subscribe right now. Anybody in the group chat right now?
Let me try.
I always say group chat. It's live chat.
Well, we have 5 people watching us right now. Hello.
Say something so we can shout you out. Oh, We're about to play Guess That Bar. Are you guys ready for Guess That Bar? If you're not familiar with it, it's where I read the lyrics in monotone. Sheesh. And these ladies have to guess. And you two in the live chat. So let me know if you know what I'm singing. Hold on. Let's see.
I'm nervous.
We'll see, right? Okay, don't judge. No, don't judge.
Don't judge me now.
Cricket tapping.
Sheesh. All right. Ooh, okay. Are we ready?
Yeah. I'm getting a little hot. Okay.
A little bit. All right.
Let me see the hardest lyric I can give you.
The hardest.
Okay. Disrespect the life. That's a no-no. All my ends dressed in that Rojo. I ride for my guys. That's the bro code. Baby, give me a head. That's a low blow. She makes me weak when she deep throat. I need not a cheap O. They be on that hate. Peep it, though. Hey. My brother told me, get that money.
Hey. Go ahead, Tyler.
Young Ma.
What's the name of the song? Ooh, you got what? Ooh.
She was like, ooh.
Yeah.
The other niggas, he a bozo. It's a man.
Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Man,
I don't think you know this one. Only if you're a real hip hop head.
Oh, okay. I mean, you know, I think I have a little.
I dibble and dabble.
All right, let's see. Homeboy, I came to party. Your girl was looking at me.
Oh,
she's a haggler. No, I'm not tagging her, but you don't want them boys to come over and start asking you what you want to do. What you trying to do? What you want to do?
I know the song, but
what
I don't
you trying to
know.
Do?
I'm so mad.
It's not. Why does LL Cool J come to mind?
It's not LL Cool J. Wrong. This song.
She said wrong.
It's from Noriega, who made an appearance on the show Drink Champs. Mm. You know, the host of the show.
Yes, yes.
Noriega, he was a hip hop artist, and this is his song, Nothing.
I know.
Just give me some honey vibes.
What you want to do? What you trying to do? What you
want to
do?
Man.
I
freaking knew it.
I wish I experienced a spring break back then. You know, it looks so popping.
Oh, it was lit. God. That's when videos were lit back in the day.
And concerts were lit. Yeah. Literally. The whole earth was there.
I think I would have been a video vixen back then, for sure.
All right, let's see if you get this one. I don't even think I should read these lyrics. Woo, Lord. When I hit them, I make them say, sex be my day. I hit them in the back of my car. Make them ride them like a seesaw. Ooh. I make them laugh and giggle, cuddle a little, suck on the nipple.
Is this Trina?
Lick the whipped cream from the middle.
This is very X-rated.
This is a nasty song.
Oh, yes.
I thought y'all was listening to these nasty lyrics.
Oh, my innocent ears.
Right.
Okay. Well, they got it wrong again. And they told me they were fans of this group. This is Pretty Ricky. Grind on me.
What?
No.
Yes.
Wait a second.
Relax your mind. Take your time. Take your time.
Y'all
were
Pretty Ricky fans last week.
That one slipped my mind.
That slipped my mind so quick. I'm so mad.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. Spectacular. Come check them.
Dang. I'm sorry. I mean,
it's okay. You still look spectacular, too. So come check.
All right.
Amen.
So let's get into a little bit of news and gossip.
AfterBuzz. We love TV this. News.
So, according to Twitter, Bobby Lights will be releasing his new project. It's a single by the name of Rolling Loud on February 6th.
The concert?
No. I'm just kidding. You know what? I thought it was.
Really?
Because he had hashtag Rolling Loud, and I was
it's
like.
It's happening in Miami, too. Isn't that crazy?
Is it?
Yeah, it is. I think it's happening in Miami.
What are the odds? And another little news snippet that I found about Bobby. Bobby and Trina were in the studio together yesterday. Mm. It appears that Trina is working on her new music. Mm. I couldn't tell by the snaps if they were working on a song together or if it was just her. Mm-hmm. But she was in the studio, and they look like they're getting along.
I mean, so maybe she is proud of him. Predictions?
Possibly.
Maybe.
And then also, we have Shay, who is supporting Amara for her dance competition, Mira Quien Baila. Okay, Spanish class.
All right. So we're going to get into a little bit of tweet, and we're going to make sure we shout them out and give them a little tweet on Twitter, and let the people know that we're shouting out their tweets. If you could blow it up a little bit for me so I can see the tweets. We're going to talk about some of the top tweets that I saw as we were watching the show. A lot of people like to live tweet. Oh, let's I think we have another clip before we get into that. Did you have another clip of Amara?
Yes. Okay, it was Amara at the Mira Quien Baila, and she's over here doing her little recent dance performance, getting it with the fire in the orangeness.
Ooh.
I didn't even honestly know that Amara can like dance like that, really.
Oh, I saw her when she first hit the scene.
Let's go, boo.
She can dance for real.
And this is Shay recording her, so she's recording her friend.
Good footage too. She's doing really well.
Yes, she might make it to the end.
I think she's gonna win it.
Then she gonna leave Love and Hip Hop,
right? I mean, she's probably going.
She's so graceful.
Yes, it's so funny because her dress reminds me of I was in a dance team and we had waded in the water and they literally.
Yeah, twisted. She could be the next Salinas. I think.
Yeah, I like that.
She's amazing.
Anything for Selena.
Yes.
So let's get right into the tweets. And here we go. From Bobby Lights. Are we doing this? Oh, we're going to do this one from Tita T. I can't see the tweet.
She's definitely a watcher.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I have another tweet that I can pull up right now. Mm. Does Bobby not know many people get signed and get an advance, but that advance, every artist at some point will have to pay back that money, period. And if Bobby does not, he will be damaged goods in the industry and will pay Clear Vision. So a lot of people are seeing what we're seeing, that you got to get your paperwork right and go with the best team for you and get a lawyer.
Definitely. I'm so confused. Why are these artists not having a team? I'm not getting it. You know, I feel like before you sign anything, you need to get your information. You need to know how it works. You can't just go and be a nurse and a doctor, right? Mm-hmm. You need to learn. You need to learn about the ins and outs of the industry.
I think people have lost the art of artist development because people can get on the internet and get so much exposure, and people can take something like the Shiggy dance when Shiggy did the Drake
song.
Just think if that wasn't even a big artist like Drake, and it took off like that, that person would feel like, oh, I'm a star now because my song is playing every 5 seconds.
But
you don't have the knowledge of how to maneuver. Some people don't even know how to talk. Like Veronica Vega, when she went to this radio show, she needs a publicist. You need to learn how to communicate clearly what your message is, or you're going to continue to be misunderstood.
Exactly. Because literally she came from, I'm black, and then, no, I'm Cuban and Venezuelan. Okay, that can mess someone's mind up. Like, what's up?
Yeah.
And you're just, like I said, you're digging yourself. Like, you know, these artists are digging themselves by not allowing someone to help them.
Yes. Yeah. So we have another tweet from Ms. TG. Woo-woo. WTF is a Jessie Wu, and what does she do besides trying to make a storyline off of Amara? Mm. Mona, you running out of hip hop, huh? Because I don't know who these people are until their drama on Love and Hip Hop appears.
Wow.
That's the tea.
That was... That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. They watching
him. Yeah. The hashtags.
Hashtag love hip hop Miami.
And that was what we talked about a little bit last week, was the fact that Amana's doing so many projects outside of love and hip hop that people are starting to feel like, because she's blowing up, these characters are going to try and go off of that.
I mean, Amara is doing a lot more than these. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like these other artists are starting out. Amara's been start. You mm-hmm. know, she is the pyramid, at the top of the pyramid.
Yeah. Who, what? When were, you said Amara at the top.
No, no, as like far as far. No. As no offense about it, but no, like the top of the pyramid of the crew of Love and Hip Hop. Okay. Yes, of this definitely. Cast. Yes, she is.
Besides
definitely
Trina.
One. Oh, yeah, but yeah. Trina's
kind of like on her own little...
I love how she runs everything. Literally, everyone's like, you run that by Trina. Yeah,
so let's pull up the tweet by a little bit of Quan's life. Okayo's Wig is her tweeter name. Since when does a child need to earn a father? What in the deadbeat, neglectful hell? They should have sued this man if he was taking their money, dad or not. And I think that's true, because Rihanna just sued her daddy, and yeah, he did. Was like using her name, which is his name as well, but she trademarked it, and he knew that he was doing it under false pretenses, taking money. So I'm sure that's the same thing Pleasure and Spectacular and Baby Blue's dad was doing, like doing little side deals, doing little hustles, because the success that they had, they shouldn't be not having a bank account at this point. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's crazy because I forgot her name, but she was on Blackish, the younger sister. Mm-hmm. She's literally how old, and she has her own bank account, and yet Pretty Ricky, like that whole situation didn't.
Yeah.
You know?
That's crazy. Yeah. We don't know exactly what happened between then and now either. Mm-hmm. Who's to say they didn't try and sue him? We don't know. They might have tried and just didn't have the resources.
I don't think they did, because it's a lot of anger built up, and I feel like they just cut each other off and went their separate ways. I don't think they did anything, because they would have won. I mean, possibly. Yeah, I don't know.
That's true.
Unless he was just advancing a whole bunch of money and you had to recoup your money. You know, like a lot, like I said, a lot of artists don't understand. If I'm paying for your videos, I'm paying for your studio time, traveling all over, spending money on gas, somebody has to be repaid for that. So I'm pretty sure if his dad was this big hustler in the streets, that he probably funded their career and thought that he should get paid.
Yeah. So do you think that he should be a part of Pretty Ricky helping?
Who?
The dad.
Not if he's causing all this. Or he could definitely manage them and their personalities, but not the money.
For sure. I don't even know if they should get back together, to be honest. I feel like it's done.
I thought we wanted to go to the concert.
We're in different layers, though. We ain't even at the base yet, I feel like.
All right, guys. Well, let's get into a little bit of prediction.
I'm going to do it every time.
What is going to happen next episode?
Oh, man.
Let's see. I think that Trina's going to be pissed at Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like she has any reason to be pissed. Like we said before, he's doing his own thing. He's supposed to wait forever.
It's about communication. Yeah. Tell me what your plans are, especially before somebody else, which Tip is going to tell Trina, and not even give Bobby the chance to.
Tip needs to, I don't understand. She needs to just stay to herself. I feel like, if anything, out of all the cast, I feel like I don't know anything about Tip. Mm-hmm. I don't really know anything about her. I don't know what's going on with her. I just feel like every time she's always in the mix. And when we were talking about this on the last episode, but I feel like Tip is always the one that everyone
goes to.
She's just
that ride or die friend that's going to be like, you want to fight? Oh, right. I'm going to pull up with you.
But keep that's it to yourself, right. Girl. She is. Yeah, she is. She definitely is.
But she's ready to go, oh, we gonna pull up on somebody? Okay, I'll be there.
Yeah. But I want to know, who was Bobby trying to fight?
Like, I think he was trying to fight Prince. That
really?
That looked like Prince. That's, you know, they tried to fight the first couple episodes. Mm-hmm. And then now they still have some tension. I was thinking, which is part of my prediction, that Bobby and Prince will end their friendship for good. Oh, and yeah. I think they have something going on, because they say Prince is like really defending the fact that he's not gay. But why does he keep fighting with this dude? It has to be some kind of sexual tension.
Yeah,
that's what I see, because I'm like, I don't know why we keep fighting.
Especially, and then y'all fought over like the whole JoJo thing and stuff. I don't know. I really don't even know at this point. Honestly, at this point, I don't even know who's friends with who. Like,
yeah, why are they fighting again?
Who are they fighting?
Because they're sexual with each other.
Hopefully we'll find out.
Well,
we will on the next episode.
Well, another prediction. Bobby will not get a feature or a verse from Trina or a video feature at all. I think they will make up as far as family goes when she finds out from Tip that he signed. But he's not going to get those extra perks that you would get if you signed a Trina Baddest Bitch Entertainment. No, you're not getting the feature. On Clear Vision. No.
Nothing like, oh, okay, well, yeah, if it's a, okay, makes sense, yeah. Why?
Or you gotta pay top dollar, you gotta pay $35,000 or something.
Something like that.
35.
For the baddest Come up beat. With it.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's been our pleasure. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece. You can tweet me at M-I-S-S Combo Piece, or you can Instagram me at Conversation Piece.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Instagram at Tyler S. McKinney.
Yes, thank you for watching. My name is Jade Ming, and you can go ahead and follow me on Instagram, MyMingOfficial, M-A-I-M-I-N-G official.
That's our show, guys. We'll be back next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.